When one thinks of the world of children's literature, both in the fictive world and the real world, England often comes to mind. From Peter Pan's statue in Kensington Gardens in London to track 9¾ in Harry Potter's version of King's Cross Station, England has been the birthplace and setting for many children's books that have shared success on both sides of the Atlantic. One city in England, however, may be the place that evokes more ties to children's books than any other, and that city is the ancient university town of Oxford. Perhaps the most famous children's book in English, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, was written by an Oxford lecturer. Charles Ludwig Dodgson, also known as Lewis Carroll, set the scenes in Alice upon his impressions of the gardens of Christchurch and Worcester Colleges, and the story of Alice was first imagined on a boat ride up Oxford's River Isis. Kenneth Graham, the author of The Wind in the Willows, is buried at Oxford, and Oscar Wilde, author of, among other things, a number of well-known fairy tales, was a student there as well. Also in Oxford is a pub called The Eagle and Child, where Oxford professors J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis would meet to chat about the children's books they were writing. Tolkien recalled many golden evenings by the fire at The Eagle and Child with Lewis, and it was in this setting that The Hobbit, portions of The Lord of the Rings, and Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe were first read aloud. More recently, Philip Pullman, another Oxford professor, has authored the popular and controversial trilogy for young adults, His Dark Materials. Like Lewis Carroll, Pullman was influenced by a visit to the Oxford University Museums. While Lewis Carroll marveled at the painting of the dodo and eventually set the bird as a character in his book, so Pullman was inspired by the collections of artifacts from the Arctic, inspiring his choice to set his series in the far north. Today in Oxford, a look at the local theaters finds stage productions of The Hobbit and Puss in Boots. Tolkien's books appear in every bookshop window, and just around the corner, scholars of children's literature dive deep into the recesses of the Bodleian Library, which houses the largest collection of children's poetry in the world. The library and dining halls in both Harry Potter films were shot in Oxford, and a local museum has set up a display on the children's literature of the town. This special place, referred to locally as the City of Dreaming Spires, has much yet to share, and Oxford's further adventures in Wonderland are likely to go on, we hope, happily ever after.